Today I'd like to talk about the impact of pre-plant fertility on plant growth in Vidalia onions, specifically onions grown with the plant tape technology. So Vidalia onions, many of you in this room sure have heard of Vidalia onions. They're pretty important to the Georgia vegetable economy. About $140 million a year. Usually they're ranked first or second with watermelons. Just about all Vidalia onions are hand transplanted in the state. And so typically that's between 12 and 13,000 acres a year. Onions are grown in transplant beds for about 6 to 8 weeks. They're generally seeded in mid-September. And then they're transplanted throughout November and early December. And the main reason for hand transplanting of Vidalia onions is a lack of weed control options. When we do direct seeded Vidalia onions, it's early in the fall in South Georgia, and so it's still very warm. We have a lot of warm season annuals that come in. And the onions take several weeks to really get up and start competing. And by the time we can really go over the top with herbicides, we have issues with the weeds have already crowded them out. And so that is the reason we transplant Vidalia onions. As you can imagine, it's significant in terms of labor costs. And so here's a typical transplant production. On the top, you can see a typical transplant bed. They're seeded very densely with vacuum seeder. Typically, they're fumigated before transplanting with Vapam or Metam sodium or potassium to control weeds. That bottom picture on the left side there is about the size of a typical transplant out of the bed. They're pulled out. They're planted as bare root transplants after that. And then you can see on the bottom right, that's shortly after transplanting, the tops are cut off the plants. They're put in as bare root plants. Generally, all the roots will slough off those plants and they'll resprout new roots after that. Plant tape technology is owned by Tanimore and Annal out of California and out west. They use it a lot in lettuce crops and so forth. And so one of our area onion agents at the time, Cliff Reiner, had contacted the company because he was looking at solutions to reduce labor costs. And so we were actually fortunate enough to work with them, and they brought out some of their equipment across the country to Georgia. And so in plant tape, you can see on the top picture there, it's basically a tape with a biodegradable fiber that has little plant cells in it. In this study, we shipped seed out to California. They were seeded dry and then rehydrated back in Vidalia. And you can see the onions in the bottom picture kind of growing in the plant tape. And so that tape is kind of wound up into a tray, just like a typical greenhouse tray. Here's a shot of the onions in the top left growing in one of the local greenhouses. And then the trays are put onto the plant tape machine. I would have shown a video here of how it works, but I was worried about bandwidth and things stopping. So that's a picture of the machine. There's a lot of moving parts. It's very complicated. But in essence, the tape moves through almost like a machine gun type tape, and it runs through the field planting. You have people riding on the machine. When you get to the end of one tape, they clip to the next, and you go through the field. So the difference between plant tape and a bare root transplant is that typically on our bare root transplants, a lot of the roots slough off. Most of our growers in the regions have gone to no pre-plant nitrogen fertilizer because those onions just kind of sit there for a few weeks. They resprout usually about 3 weeks later, and so they come back with some nitrogen fertilizer at that time. But with a plant tape, it's more like a typical vegetable transplant. You've got roots that are actively growing. You've got a much smaller plant than a typical bare root Vidalia onion. And so the idea was we need to keep this plant growing as soon as it hits the ground, keep the roots growing. And also we wanted to get a little bit more size on the plants before the cold weather hit so we didn't get any death. So what we did was split plot design with three replicates. Planting method was our main plot, which is transplant or plant tape. Variety, we used two varieties that were provided by Newnham's, or now BASF, Vidora and Plethora, both short day yellow Granex types. We did two rates of pre-plant fertility, 336 or 672 kilograms per hectare of 5-10-15. Basically, this works out to 15 or 30 pounds of nitrogen using a 5-10-15 complete fertilizer. And we put that out pre-plant, the day before planting, and then about 2.5 weeks after planting. And then those are our two timings. So we planted mid-November. We use about 87,000 plants per acre, 200,000 plants per hectare. That's 4-inch in row spacing. And so all of the fertilizer was managed kind of as typical. Only the pre-plant was different. Our mid-season applications and so forth, the cal nitrate and everything were done as typical. Pest control was as normal. Herbicides were applied as normal, which is typically Gol or oxyfluorophen mixed with pendimethalin applied a couple days after planting. We harvested the Vidora transplant, bare root transplant on 26th of April. Plethora transplant and Vidora plant tape were harvested May the 3rd, and Plethora plant tape May the 10th. So you can see, even from our harvest data, the plant tape plants were about a week later in terms of harvest than our bare root transplants. And then we cured and graded them out according to USDA standards. We had a three-way interaction between planting method, variety, and fertilizer application for all our yield categories. I'm going to show those in a minute, but because it's a three-way interaction, there's a lot going on, and you'll see in the results. I did want to point out some of our main effects. Fertilizer treatment wasn't really significant, but planting method as a main effect was significant. So because there's so much going on, there's 16 different combinations, I'm going to present the yields for variety. I'm going to present Vidora first and then Plethora second, just so it's a little bit easier to see on the screen. But you see here, I have the by plant tape method. The plant tape are shaded gray, and then the bare root transplant are white. And then we have our fertilizer method after that, whether we use the low pre-plant or medium pre-plant or the low post-transplant, medium post-transplant. After that. And so you can see there are some differences contributing to that big interaction between fertilizer rate and planting method. But really what jumps out at you is the big difference between plant tape and transplant on this table. And our total yields, and this is 18 kilogram bags per hectare. Typically our onions are done in 40 pound bags per acre. So that's just the conversion there. But our total yield in the plant tape range from around 1,200 to 1,600, 18 kilogram bags per hectare, whereas with our bare root transplants, we're typically around 3,000. So we're about double the yield on our bare root transplants. And you can see the vast majority of our bulbs are jumbo or large category, and that's typical for most of our varieties in the Vidalia region. The other thing that jumps out is the cull rate on the plant tape plants. Our cull rate was about 30%, whereas our bare root transplant cull rate was typically around, 5 to 8% or so. Very similar story with Plethora. The yield difference is a little bit larger between the plant tape and the transplant, where on Plethora we're averaging 800 to about 1,000 bags an acre under the plant tape, and then transplant, just over 3,000. And again, there are some slight differences in yield with fertility program, but again, the major thing that jumps out is plant tape versus transplant. And the cull rate on Plethora was a good bit higher than the Vidoras as well. In some cases, most cases actually were around 40% on our cull rate in the Plethora on the plant tape compared to, a 3% in some of our treatments on the bare root transplant. So just to throw this out there, you already probably get the point, but main effects of transplant versus plant tape. See, transplant is the blue bar for total and large bulb yield. Again, large makes up the bulk of our yield for Vidalia onions. And you'll see the difference there, about a not quite a threefold increase in terms of yield. And then the cull rate was significantly higher on the plant tape. And so there's a couple of reasons for this, which I'll talk about here. So the primary reason for culling that we actually had was that under our conditions, we had two things that happened. The plant tape material didn't quite break down real well, so when we pulled the onions and our crews, all the onions down there are hand-pulled. They're cut by hand with onion shears. They look like sheep shears and so forth. It was extremely difficult to cut that root ball off and pull that plant tape off of there. They would have to cut it two or three times, and a lot of times what they went to is cutting it so deep that they ended up cutting off the root plate, which then ends up culling the bulb. And then the other thing you can see on the left side is, it was kind of very unexpected, kind of an oddity, is where the bottom of the bulb actually split open, and was split, like, you can see that there, into two pieces. The top of the bulb was intact. It wasn't a double or anything. It was just the bottom split apart with that plant tape material around there. And so it affected growing. The other thing that we had, and of course it, this explains a lot in terms of culling. The other thing was that with a bare root transplant, you plant every single hole in the field. You don't have any skips. But if you don't have close to 100% germination on your plant tape seeds, then you are going to have skips in the field. And so that is really critical. Now that, you know, we were, obviously we weren't 100% germ, but that does contribute some to our yield difference. It's not obviously a threefold difference in yield, but that is another thing when, if you're thinking about the plant tape technology. Tanimor and Annal, they have a seed test before they seed everything. You know, you've got to be up in the high 90s, and our onion seed was not in the high 90s and so forth. And so makes total sense. Wasn't until we had stuff in the greenhouse and we started noticing skips that was an aha moment of maybe we need to look at this a little bit more. So it does have some limitations. In onion, we had two or three larger growers put out some pretty significant size plots with the plant tape because they're interested in it for labor limitation. Right now, it has some limitations to biodegradability. It's used in some other crops like lettuce, but you're cutting that right above the surface of the soil, so you're not as worried about that little plant tape material. A couple other things, greenhouse space in our region is limited, and so I think we calculated we'd have to add thousands and thousands of greenhouses in order to account for that area. But still, our growers, even though we had some issues the first year, they're still interested in it because of the labor issues. And again, in this study, we didn't see a real effect of that pre-plant fertilizer versus post-plant. I think some of the other big differences in plant tape versus a transplant kind of masked that yield. And so if we do revisit this, I'd like to repeat that again. So I'd just like to acknowledge real quick the Vidalia Onion Committee for providing some funding. Of course, Plant Tape Company for working with the university and the growers in the region and providing the equipment. Cliff Reiner, Newnham's BASF, our onion farm crew, and Melissa Brandon, my technician. So with that, I'd like to... I got 2 minutes? Okay. Yes, Matt.
I'd like to just mention that we experimented extensively with another tape, also with an industrial crop, root crop. We had the exact same observations. It did not break down, skips in the field, difficulty getting the correct depth, and so on. Maybe there's an opportunity for the plant tape people to connect with the biodegradable mulch folks and come up with a truly biodegradable plant tape. Anyway, my question is, do you know of any other technology that's coming out that's an improved version to address these long-standing issues, that one anyway,
that one.
With plant tape?
So the question was, am I aware of any other technologies that are coming out that might address some of the biodegradability issues with it? I'm not. Plant tape may be developing something behind the scenes that we're not aware of. You made a good point that maybe working with some of the biodegradable mulch folks. I think from a logistical standpoint, it's got to have, you know, the plant tape has to have strength so that when you're planting it in the field, it can't rip apart. And they're moving pretty fast through the field. But it's something that with a root type crop really wasn't at the forefront when we started this. And then as we started digging and cutting, we're like, you know, this is a significant issue. Yeah.